Hey guys, welcome to The Awkward Adult. And some days back, I came across this podcast called Day by Day by Must Be Nice, which is a storytelling podcast and talks about the new normal. And let me tell you that it is a really good one. It has been beautifully directed, with each episode talking about real life quarantine incidents sent to them through text. It is enacted by actors, and some of them real famous ones. And I like listening to it at night and in the morning. So if you need a distraction and relaxation, you should really check this out. So one of the most striking features of most of the episodes is that they talk about relationships and loneliness during this lockdown period. And it made me think, breakup are one of those kind of situations and one of the most painful and hard times one can have in their life. But this should not necessarily be true. Speaking from my personal experience, from what I have seen within my close friends and families, breakups can be one of the most magical time of your life if you focus on the right things. I watched a TED talk on heartbreak some days back, and the speaker puts an important question forward. Why does the same coping mechanism that gets us through all kind of life challenges fails us so miserably when our heart gets broken? Heartbreaks create such dramatic emotional pain that your mind tells you that the cause must be equally traumatic. And the gut instinct is so powerful, it can make the most reasonable and measured of us come up with mysteries and conspiracy theories when none exist. Brain studies have shown that the withdrawal of romantic love activates the same mechanism in our brain when addicts are withdrawing from substance like cocaine. So, love in fact is a drug then. So I jotted down some points that might help us see through the moving on phase from the end of the relationship in a different light. In a light that might be helpful in making peace with ourselves and with the world while keeping ourselves in focus and not someone else step by step. So the first emotion that you face apart from sadness when a relationship is getting over or it has been ended is anger. Anger after the end of a relationship is very normal, and the only way to get over it is by accepting it for the ugly emotion that it is. During the initial days, weeks, or even month of breakup, you will feel this need of making the other person regret ending the relationship. You are gonna have these feelings of getting back at them, which are totally normal, I guess. But the best thing to do is not to dwell on these emotions too much. You can use the anger to make yourself better, that is, use it in a constructive way, making it as a motivation to make yourself better. But if you solely focus on making yourself better just to get back at them or maybe make them regret their decision, in my opinion, it is not really moving on or getting over it. And this is kind of a way of showing that you care so much as to want them to notice you. So in this case, there can be two outcomes. Maybe they will actually want to get back with you and regret their decision. Or in the second case, they might actually not care. Now the second one is, which is the most obvious reaction to your whole change in self, is that they don't care at all, which is even better than the first two scenario, because in the first case, it's like they couldn't accept you for the flaws you had, but now that you have changed, they want to invest time in you. So apart from months of trying to change yourself, the stress, the constant need of being recognized by them, it doesn't make sense. So be really conscious about how you are channeling your anger. Accept it. Act on it, but constructively. So the second one is distance yourself. You will be kidding yourself if you are saying that you can remain friends with your exes after breakup. As in just friends. I feel keeping as much distance as possible from them is the first step towards moving on for the time being. One needs to jump right into the world void of your ex, and you can start seeing yourself as an independent person, and that feeling is really empowering. So if required, you can block them from all your spheres of life, and even if you have broken up with them in good terms, maybe you can become friends with them, but you got to keep in mind that not everything will be same as it was when you were friends, because there will always be some restrictions now, and it is important to understand and accept it. And a prolonged distancing is a very necessary step before you actually become friends. The third one is keeping the focus on yourself. Distancing yourself will in turn lead to keeping the focus on yourself. There is no gain in blame game. By keeping someone else as the focus, all you can think of is, how could he or she do this to me? You cannot change the person, whether it is their fault or not. When your heart is broken, all you can think about is all the good memories you had with them. And you kind of ignore all the wrong they did to you. So maybe this time, focus on what wrong they did to you so that the breakup might not seem that bad a decision and you can actually focus on yourself. So the fourth one is patience. Healing takes time. You know you have to go through it, but you don't understand it. Give yourself a year. And so this is something that I had read somewhere, that it takes 18 months to get over someone. So understand it and don't put too much pressure on yourself, and don't be hard on yourself. Like, how can you can't get over someone who so readily got over you? Invest in yourself and don't rush into relationships during this time. It would be very easy to misunderstand emotional dependence as love, which brings me to the next point, which is, as I have previously talked about, you always need a inner circle of friends who believe in you and who will be there for you to listen to your plight. Ranting is very important, so talk it out. Your frustration towards your ex has to go somewhere, so make sure to not bottle up this anger, but talk about it to your friends. But also meanwhile, make sure that it is not the only thing you are talking about always and forever. You got to know that there is an end. Don't change to get back at them. Do it for yourself. The next one is, so your self-esteem takes the greatest hit during a breakup. So talk out with people who respect you. A breakup can really mess up your self-esteem a lot. It might make you feel like you are nothing and everyone pushes you away and you deserve nothing. This phase is a roller coaster ride of ugly emotions. So make sure you talk to people, to your close friends who help you realize the wonderful ways that you are awesome. So I guess this is the fifth one. Anyways, the next one is, start with something new. Don't let yourself sit idle and bored. An empty mind is a hub of overthinking. Keep hustling, keep moving, and now that you have a big chunk of free time that you used to invest on this guy or this girl, invest it in learning or starting something new. This will channel your energy and emotion to something constructive. It's all about mindset, guys. The way you let go of this sad and sometimes ugly, overwhelming emotions that you don't want to feel, but you do because you keep thinking about them because you have so much free time now. So just start anything and it will really make you feel better. The last one is, maybe give them some time to come back. Well, this actually depends on the people involved and the situations. Sometimes relationships can make you do crazy things and make you say things that maybe you don't mean. People sometimes need time off, and out of all confusion, they decide to break up. If you know for sure it's such a situation, and maybe they will come back. The last one is, maybe give them some time to come back. This again depends on the people involved and the situations. Sometimes relationship can make you do crazy things, and maybe you say things that you don't mean. People sometimes need time off, and out of all confusion, they decide to break up. if you know for sure it's such a situation and maybe they will come back, I guess it's okay to give them time to come back to you. But make sure that there is a time limit. Don't wait for them forever. Also, let them know that you are waiting for them. Don't let anyone just keep you in the dark. So guys, these are my own thoughts and solutions that I just wrote down and thought that it might be helpful for others, which is why I thought of sharing it. I hope it might be of help or at least make you a bit aware of things to avoid, maybe, because we tend to be irrational in such times. So that would be it for this week's episode. I'll see you again next week, and also I have thought of starting to invite guests from next week. I'll start with some of my interesting friends and then we'll see how it turns out. So see you again next week and have a good day ahead, and bye bye. Wow, 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 wow